All right, we'll go ahead and start.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the many blessings. Lord, we ask you to protect us this year in the hurricane season, not only us here, but all the fellows. Be with our commissioners, God, give them wisdom this day, Father, and we just give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
All right, we'll go ahead and start with item number one, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. Sorry, Penny, I didn't realize you were just... Take your time.
From the general fund, $142,683.97. Road and Bridge, $49,865.10. Mosquito Control, $1,269.42. Adult Probation, $5,563.55. Airport, $3,030.64. For a total payment of $202,412.68.
And I'll second that.
Motion by one, second by two. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Penny. Discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from 001-220-59999, other $2,100 to 001-220-521-00, office supplies of $2,100. Purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year. Ms. Edgley.
She's right there.
I mean, if you want to. Anybody have any questions
motion.
Of it?
No, I make a motion to pass this to give her funds.
Second.
I have a motion by two, seconded by three. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer district court administrator from 001-205-54401 independent judicial services of $3,700 to 001-205-54410 petty jury cost $3,700 purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year. I don't think Ms. Mello is in here. I didn't see her from the district court. It's just a movement of funds from one court.
Second.
Motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Number four, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from emergency management from 001-793-52110 public safety supplies and uniforms $2,000 to 001-793-57550 repairs, rentals, et cetera, $2,000. Purpose to provide funds for vehicle repair. Mr. Ardoin, he's not here. He's in class today, but that was for the repair of the Dodge vehicle that they have.
Second.
Motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Number five, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from the Sheriff's Office from 001-743-52150, janitorial supplies of $2,000, from 001-743-52170, chemical and lab supplies of $1,000, from 001-743-52110, public safety supplies and uniforms of $6,700, to 001-743-53511, transport of prisoners of $9,700, purpose to pay for Citibank travel charges for prisoner transports. Mr. Mayor, Sheriff, any?
Normally, this is not something we have to do. But just to give you a little backup information, several months back toward the first of the year, we normally contract out with a prisoner transport company who they make a living going around the whole country, driving, picking up prisoners and dropping them off along the way. That company ended up going out of business, and we got caught without a transport company. We're currently in the process working with purchasing, and I think Denise, to try to come up with a contract to get another vendor back on board. In the meantime, we got to go pick the prisoners up that are arrested in all parts of the country. Mm-hmm. Just to give you an idea, just the last several months, we sent, every time we go on prisoner transport, we have two people that go. We've been to New York twice, Alaska, Chicago, Arizona. As I speak today, there's two people on the plane back from South Dakota. Next week, we got to go to South Carolina. When the courts, in our courts here, says they're, when they found out they're arrested, and they want them to bring them back to Orange County so they can stand trial for their offenses. So by law, we have, once they call us and say they've arrested that person, by statute, we have 10 days. So we don't have enough time to even plan in advance to get cheaper airline tickets. Mm-hmm. We got 10 days to basically go pick them up. So that was kind of explains a little bit about we just, because of having to get airline tickets and not using the company, we it's costing more money.
Is there, I know I'm going to do this, but is there a potential that, is there some other companies out there that do this kind of work, or few and far between kind of?
They're few and far between. It seemed like it would be a pretty good business to be able to do, there's a lot of issues with the vehicles and traveling all over the country. Mm-hmm. At some point, they got to stop. You can't just travel all the time with an inmate in the back. And we do it quite often as a reciprocal agreement to all the jails pretty much throughout the United States. And we catch them a lot of time coming down Interstate 10, mm-hmm. that's been on the East Coast, and say they're going to the West Coast. And it gets time to stop, and they'll pull in Orange County, or they'll call and say, hey, I got one or two or three prisoners. You know, we need a place for them to stay tonight. And we'll put them up for tonight. For the night, and let them put them in our jail, then it'll be usually bright and early in the morning around 4:30 as they'll pick them up and they'll go back out. Same other counties do the same thing for our people also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Make a motion.
Second.
And this is, I'm not voting against this, I can assure you, but you kind of answered some of my questions about, you know, this is a buildup of more than a month. This is since like January. Or is this just 1 month?
This year. Let me just say this year. I don't know exactly when we lost the company. I know it was earlier this year, early spring. So just for the sake of it, say January of this year.
Okay.
And saying that, Chief, you had an account for this. You just now need more money in that account is what you're
saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Business.
Yeah, because it costs more for the airline tickets mm-hmm. than what it would this transport company. And so mm-hmm. we're reviewing a few of them, and we're trying to come up with some kind of contract where they'll agree on it for so much per mile or whatever.
Sure.
And all the other stuff that goes in it. So hopefully in the very near future, you'll be seeing something where we're going to go out for RFPs to get some vendor that wants to bid on it.
Like you said, like New York and places like that, were they arrested first in Orange? And then they got away and got all the way up there, and then they got in trouble up there and found out?
Both. Okay. Some of them was arrested here, then left and didn't show up for court or whatever. Mm-hmm. And some of them got charged here while they were gone mm-hmm. And didn't show up. And pretty much it's felony charges. You know, we're not going to go all the way to New York to pick up a Class B misdemeanor, more than likely. So we're very particular and work with the courts on who they actually want back.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Keith.
Well, I have a motion by 3, seconded by 1. Any further discussion?
Mm-mm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Number 6, discussion and possible action regarding applying for the Orange County share of the bingo prize fee funds that are available through the Texas Lottery Commission Charitable Bingo Division. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign all necessary documents regarding the same. This is something that we've done as far back as I could research the history on that. We signed this paperwork. It's really never not a lot of money, but it's but sure enough, if we didn't do it, then it would become a lot of money,
and
we wouldn't have availability to get it till the next year. So that's what it's for.
Well, like right now, John, like how much do, I don't know of any place that plays bingo anymore.
I think right now, the only one that I'm aware of
Lions Club.
Is the Lions Club.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Let's be honest.
Did we see more revenue?
The church.
There was a lot of people were doing them.
A lot of nonprofits that did, but you know, the last couple of years, this one has been a Lions Club, and we were talking like maybe $50.
Yeah, it's
well,
not very
but
much.
Somebody, like the judge said, somebody else could come along and start
yeah.
doing
it. If we didn't do it, then that would it would also start up.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Motion.
So a motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding approving an order setting the regular term of Commissioner's Court, which the regular term is actually regular meetings of court, which is we have to have one monthly meeting. You should have in your binder the dates. We did the dates. I'm not sure why they call it a term, but it's actually the meeting dates of it. And for the we have to set one per month for the 12 months to start October, to start in the October time frame. So you should have that schedule of meetings in your list, and those are the ones that we cannot move. Everything outside of that is a special call meeting. We can move those, change those at any time throughout the year, but once we set these, that's set for the remainder of the 12 months.
I will gladly make a motion to do this.
Second.
Right, so we have a motion by two, seconded by three, and that is actually the second Tuesday, for those who don't have, the second Tuesday of every month for the month of October of this year through September of next year.
Do we need to set the time?
And do we have to start?
We have set the time as to be set at 2 o'clock. 2 p.m. should be on there.
I don't
see it on here.
2 p.m.
Time is not on there?
No. We can certainly add it.
We can add it. We need to add that.
And do we need to sign this?
I do. Yeah, well, I mean, we'll all sign it.
So you want to amend your motion to be at 2 o'clock on the second Tuesday?
Yes, please.
I'll second that.
Okay. So we have a motion by two, discussion and possibly regarding approval of setting the order of the term for the second Tuesday every month, October through September, at 2 p.m. for the regular term of the Commissioner's Court.
Wait, she is.
Yeah, is that changing? What was on Wednesday?
Yes, ma'am. So there will be no more, if it passes, there will be no more meetings on Wednesday. There will be no more regular court on Wednesday. The regular court is the one that we have to set every month. We have to set the one meeting. Now, the rest of the meeting, the special court sessions, then we can move those whenever throughout the year that we need to move them. But the regular court session, we have to say, because we're only mandated by law to have one court meeting a month. And that's the one we have to set for 12 months. And that's this one. So this one will for sure be on Tuesdays. I mean, I think our plan is to try to have them all on Tuesdays, instead of having the one Wednesday. That when we made that change last year, we didn't realize at the time how it affected some of the local media and stuff on their newspapers and radio and stuff like that. So we went back to Tuesdays for every other meeting but the ones we had already previously set. We couldn't change until this year. So it'll be back to Tuesdays.
So the bylaws were put in there for Wednesday?
Yes, ma'am. Last year.
And that was... Why did you change it?
That was just what, at the time, the judge, that was his recommendation. It goes off the judge's recommendation, and then the court approves that was his recommendation for Wednesday at the time, and we did that.
Okay, so it wasn't on the book anywhere that you were supposed to have one on Wednesday?
No,
so
we get to...
I
we,
had that impression that was, I have to...
No,
once it was set, it couldn't be changed.
Yeah, once it's set, then we have to stay. Once we set this regular court session for 12 months, we have to stay with that one meeting per month for the 12. And that's why we put the dates in there, so because those we have to do. And that was the Wednesday. He wanted Wednesdays, and we originally were going to do all Wednesdays. Well, then after the fact, found out that it affected our local media friends, and we didn't want to, you know, negatively affect that. So we went back to the special court meetings went back to Tuesdays with the one that we had already adopted and approved and sent in. We had to stay for the year.
Because they're our voice to them.
Yeah, so now we're going back. And the reasons for, because I know where it's going to come, but the reasons we do the Tuesdays is because a lot of times our department heads and stuff need time to prepare for meetings and stuff that comes up over the week and gives us time for postings to make sure that we're not jammed to put time to do that. And Tuesdays just has worked a lot better than Mondays. And people coming in off a weekend and then trying, stuff's on their desk that's changed, and they're trying to hurry up and jam up to get it done. So we went to Tuesdays. So, anyway, so we've got a motion by two, a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And that will go into effect October 1st, by the way.
Not soon enough.
All right, number eight. Discussion and possible action regarding Orange County's nominee to the Orange County Appraisal District's Board of Directors. It's my agenda item, but we have our Ms. Karen Fisher is actually on that now. Unless someone has an opposition to it, I really see no reason to change that. And you can't oppose, by the way. You can't. And so, anyway, but that's who's our current appointee, so it would be, unless someone has somebody.
I move we reappoint Ms. Karen Fisher.
I'll second.
On that?
Well, yes, because I noticed West Orange had like 25 yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have, I don't know what it is.
It's a portion.
Yeah, it's proportion of the deal, but ours is,
bigger
our representative is one, Karen.
No, but you have so many votes.
Oh, yeah, we have so many votes that we get to do.
You know how many?
I do not know the actual number of votes, because we vote here, and then that's our five.
Right.
And then each entity votes.
Can you know how many votes you carry?
Totally.
It depends on the entity.
Yeah, we have five votes.
No.
You get more than that.
I mean, I know what I'm saying is that... But it's by entity, and so at that point, I don't know what each entity gives us on the votes.
40, well, that number the other day, 48.9%.
40-something.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Of unincorporated areas, we're 44%.
44%.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Ish.
Ish.
We will track that answer down. I think it would be a good answer to have, actually.
I do, too.
All right, so I had a motion by three and a second by, I think, everybody
pick
at the same
one,
time.
Pick one.
So four. And then to nominate Karen Fisher again to the Orange County's Appraisal District Board of Directors. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, number nine. I should have known Tina would have the long one, right? Discussion and possible action regarding allowing the election administrator to move forward with securing an assessment of the cybersecurity of the county's election system, as required by 86RHB1421. The election security assessment will be performed at no cost to the county through a program administered jointly between the Secretary of the State and Department of the Information Resources, with AT&T as the state vendor. Possible action may include authorizing Tina Barrows, election administrator, to submit the customer information form necessary to initiate the process for the county. Ms. Tina.
Commissioners and Judge, this is something that it's a House bill that passed 1421. It's going to be effective September the 1st. And it requires that all counties complete an election security assessment. Mm-hmm. So the state has HAWA funds that's going to pay for it. It's no cost to us whatsoever. And they're going to come in and do an assessment on all our equipment and computers and emails and
when
everything.
Is that? What's the day? What's the date that they're coming in?
Oh, I don't know. I'm getting permission from y'all to fill out this form. And once I fill out the form, it goes pretty fast. They'll set a date to come in and bring their security people in here. And
surprising that they're passing a mandate that's funded.
That is kind of a shock.
This is true.
I'd say that is kind of a shock there.
I could have heard it, sorry.
Yeah.
Unicorns do exist.
That's right.
I make a motion we allow Tina to submit.
Second there.
Motion by four, seconded by one. Any further discussion? All in favor, saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. 10, discussion and possible action on the appointment of county election presiding judges and alternate judges for a two-year term beginning August 2019 through July 2021 per elections code section 32.051. Ms. Barrows again.
Commissioners and judges, this is the two-year appointment that we do instead of appointing someone every year. There's a law that we can do a two-year term. These are the judges submitted from the Republicans and the Democrats of the judges, presiding judges and the alternate judges for this next two-year term. And as you notice on number four, on the alternate judge, we do not have a judge yet, but we're working on that, and we'll get that done. But everyone else is.
So this list is all of their above?
Yes, that's the ones that are going to be there for this next general election, the constitutional amendment.
We don't need to name everyone in the...
No. I believe we need to name them all.
No.
As listed.
As listed.
And as usual, these names will change. Some, you know, people get sick, things happen and stuff like this, but this is what we're going to start with.
I make a motion that we appoint the county election presiding judges and alternate judges for a two-year term beginning August 2019 through July 2021 as listed.
I second.
Motion by three, second by four. But I will tell you, Commissioner Rocker, you are more than welcome to list all those names if you'd like to.
Go right ahead.
I would certainly do it if you would like to.
Okay. All right. So we have a motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 11, discussion. Thank you. Discussion and possible action authorizing county judge to sign their certificate of substantial completion form from the LaBiche Architectural Group Incorporated. Mr. Guidry.
Judge, Commissioners, after the scaffolding was removed from the front of the courthouse, there were some areas that the contractor could not reach due to the scaffolding.
Okay.
So we did a punch list after the scaffolding was removed. Marsh Waterproofing came and took care of the punch list. And all work is complete.
Excellent.
It looks wonderful. And I stopped one day when the Marsh truck was there in that big old orange machine.
Yes, ma'am. That would have been Jay that you talked to.
And I said, I complimented, you know, what a good job they had done. And I said, but what are you actually doing now? Because I could tell that. He said, we're just touching up the paint that got chipped when the scaffolding came down.
Yeah, there were some areas where the scaffolding was on the two side pillars mm-hmm. where the marble is.
Mm-hmm.
They had some 2x6s that the scaffolding was sitting on. They couldn't caulk those joints because the 2x6 was against the joints. So once all the scaffolding was down, they redid all those joint settings. And then there were some other little issues that were missed because of the scaffolding.
Places.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And that was repaired.
Yes, ma'am.
It does look good. Thank you.
Thank Marsh Waterproofing for doing all the work. Did a good job.
She walked in the front door today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by three, second by one.
Thank
Any
you.
Further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Item 12, discussion and possible action to approve the minor plat of a 7.880-acre tract of land into three smaller lots of 2.626 acres each. This tract of land is located in Precinct 2 off of Slabby Drive and within the City of Orange extraterritorial jurisdiction. All lots have access on Slabby Drive and existing county road. The plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange Drainage District and City of Orange. The proper filing and reproduction fees have been paid, and a tax certificate has been provided. Mr. Slayton.
Well, you pretty much said it all.
Yeah.
What it amounts to is just a large tract of land being split up into three smaller, equal-sized lots to build houses on. And as I mentioned there, as you mentioned in the reading, the Drainage District has looked at it and approved it, and this is within the City of Orange ETJ,
yes,
and they also
good.
Have signed off on it.
That's good. Well, I looked at the property. It's a beautiful property.
Mm-hmm.
I make a motion to accept this.
All right. A motion by two.
Second.
Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Motion passes. All right. Item 13. Oh, yeah, we got to sign the special paper.
I get to write
the special pen.
Pen.
And don't cross into my line.
I'm going to start right here.
I don't have a place to sign. Dollars.
Yeah, I don't have to.
It's in my precinct.
Just let the ink dry.
Okay.
He's got to make all of our signatures look bad, don't you?
Mm-hmm. No. Versus too neat.
I would never do that.
Of course.
Kirk doesn't need to sign us. It's all covered up over here.
Oh, it's over his this time?
No, it's Johnny.
It's Johnny's time.
That's hard to do.
The only way I can cover up Johnny.
That's what I'm going to say. That's hard to do.
Well, what's she trying to say?
Yeah, you know, that's not right.
Oh, here.
Ruben looks nice.
I guess I've never been there. Sure it does.
Slide down.
Hmm.
Special pen.
There's no more place for me to sign.
Mm-hmm. He's got the longest name and the shortest signature.
Yes.
It's just K-Rock.
His was even shorter. Ready? All right. Item 13, discussion and possible action regarding a proposed interlocal agreement between Orange County and UTMB to allow UTMB to utilize the office attached to the Gould Park Community Center for WIC services. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Ms. Grimion.
Commissioners, this was on last week's agenda. I drafted the proposed interlocal and I sent it to all of you. I also sent it to Jennifer Haney, who was going to send it to someone with UTMB. I haven't heard anything back. At this time, I would ask that if you approve the one that I wrote, that you go ahead and sign it. In the event that they have any substantive issues with it, then we'll bring it back to court to modify as necessary.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Somehow I knew
that's where it was coming.
Uh-huh.
Adam,
I waited for it.
Just to get some numbers on how important this is to the mm-hmm. Precinct 4, the west side of the mm-hmm. county. In July of 2017, prior to Harvey, WIC Services was handling 1,210 cases. July of 2019, the amount of cases handled dropped to 639.
So
that's roughly a 50%. I'm sure there's some other reasons as far as displacement and various factors, but I can't believe that the mileage to make the round trip from the west side to the east side has got to be a factor. And when you're affecting a service like WIC, generally you're talking about kids who may not be eating.
Or elderly.
Or elderly. Well, no, yeah, it's just kids.
It's just kids.
Women, infants, and children.
Yes. So...
Women.
You know, I hate that amount of people may have not been receiving services, meaning that many kids on the west side of the county may have been missing out on a very important service. And there's my motion.
Yeah.
I'll second.
We had a second.
And I thought it had something to do with the new commissioner being over there.
I thought it was all about the new commissioner. I do think it's important, you know, and like I said, I think that kind of goes continuing on with what we're trying to do with utilizing available resources that we have with buildings to their fullest ability, and that just happened to have one that gave us an availability.
And I will say, Kurt spoke with me about we're moving along and getting the permanent WIC solution, but this will help until then.
All right, we have a motion by 4, second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Number 14, discussion and possible action regarding a proposed lease agreement with the Texas General Land Office for office space in the Precinct 3 Constable and Commissioner's Office at the Orange County Airport. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Ms. Grimion, again.
This, again, is from last week on the other issue, and I drafted, and I do want to correct that it is not a proposed lease agreement. It's actually done as a proposed license agreement after speaking with you, Judge, and determining the parameters of what they were looking for. A license was more appropriate than a lease.
Okay.
So I've drafted that. As to whether or not the GLO has reviewed it, I don't have any contact there, so I drafted it and sent it to you guys, and whether or not they accept it is, I guess, between whoever is negotiating.
Okay. I'm sure we will hear from them soon. So.
So moved.
And we have a motion by one.
Two. I second.
Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And I will say again that I'm, you know, I hope we can work this out, because I do like having the fact that we're going to have a general land office representative in Orange County as opposed to somewhere else. I think that's important for all of our citizens to have that availability here. So I think that's going to work out good. Item number 15, open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. Anybody from the, whoever wants to come first? I think we got a couple of people. If you want. Yes, ma'am. You have to come state your name, where you live.
Freddie Peller in Bridge City, Orange County. Just had a question about the general land office. I take it we've never had a GLO here before? Is that
not mandate? Not that I'm aware of. I can't.
Was that a mandate by the legislators?
Was not a mandate, no ma'am.
Okay, so this is something we sought out?
Well, they sought us. Okay. We've been working through them with through regional planning and through the Beaumont office, and they have a person that was in the Lufkin branch, and they were wanting to relocate them down here in this area to help work on our cases that we have here. And they reached out asking if we had some available office space. They're paying a lease on that. So we're not giving it to them for free. We're giving it to them very reasonable, but not for free. And like I said, I think the importance for us was to try to have, because currently if anybody from Orange County wanted to visit someone from the general land office, they either had to go to Jefferson County or to Austin. And so having someone here locally, I think, is going to be important for that, because we still have a lot of stuff to go with Hurricane Harvey relief and things like that, and right. They're a big player in that.
They are.
Working those cases.
I'm a little bit ignorant on exactly what they do, even though I'm more familiar with it than probably most people. Can you kind of give us an idea how that would affect us as to what they can do for it?
They have the money. Most of the money that you see in, like, on hazard mitigation and home repairs, elevations, things like that, most of that stuff is funneled through the GLO and then through Southeast Texas Regional Planning. Okay. And so they do those cases. Like, we've currently had FEMA in our 1442 building for over a year now, yeah, that they've housed there. But anything that they needed to do through general land office, they had to contact another office somewhere else. If they had questions, if they had issues, you know, and there's a lot of problems that come up when people are trying to do those applications,
mm-hmm,
you know, and having somebody here instead of having to go back and forth and back and forth.
Okay.
And
I think
a lot of those funds flow from FEMA into the GLO.
Yeah.
And
they control the money. And so it's kind of a, like I said, I think for the people to have that availability here, you know, the more that we can do for our citizens locally, I think is what we're all trying to accomplish. And,
yeah. That's what we want.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was what it is.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
All right.
My name is Jean Smith, and I came to y'all a couple of weeks ago, and like I said, you know, Sheriff Merritt knows me and what I used to do for 27 years, and my daughter, I have some pictures if I can let y'all look at.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was hit in 2017 by a drunk driver, and the woman had 3 prior DWIs, 4 warrants for her arrest, and no insurance, no anything, and all she got was a no insurance ticket and got to drive away with no drug or alcohol test done on her, so she got away with it. And then in August of 2017, I got chemical exposed, and it got me very sick and everything, and I was in and out of the hospital. Well, anyway, what I'm coming to y'all about is that the CPS has got me as far as being a very, they've turned my, what I have done in the community for 27 years into something evil looking, and took the baby away from me. They have took away my Eighth Amendment of being proven, you know, innocent and proven guilty, you know, thing. And now I'm having to pay this extraordinary amount of money just to get my things out there that they lied under oath upon me to get that baby taken away. And I never had the child even in my custody, and how could they get me for a child endangerment case to begin with? And what I've come to y'all for is there's problems in the CPS system, and I'm asking for help that I don't have to pay this $10,000, $7,000, you know, dollars just to prove I'm innocent and then turn around and I have a case against them. I'm not here to damage our community. I'm wanting to help our community, and I've taken people in off the streets, and I've seen things in the system before. But this one here I know firsthand is out and out. You know, they lied to get my granddaughter taken away. And I don't understand why I should have to pay to have an attorney to prove my innocence. How can you lie under oath and get away with it? And this is a government facility. I've contacted our senator, and I've also contacted the White House. I'm going to go as far as I have to with this, you know, and I don't want to damage our community. I want to help our community. Yes. And I'm just asking for help. You know, we have a meeting Monday.
Well, as far as today, and I understand your case. I mean, I know it's an emotional case, but as far as us today, you know, we can't make a comment,
yes.
You know, because it's not an agenda item and stuff on something like that. But as far as, you know, if you have someone that you need to talk to after, I would talk to them after, certainly.
Okay.
But as far as in this, we can't make comments on something that's not on the
session. I'm just asking for help.
And we understand.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone from the court? Mm-hmm. All right. Item number 16.
Motion.
I don't even ever get to read that.
I'll let you say 16.
You let me say 16 as we discuss the possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting. We had a motion by 4, second by 1. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
None opposed. I pass. Thank you.